And welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and thank you to Benjelica for joining us here in the last segment. Going to switch things up just a little bit. Got an event coming up here that happens each year in September out at Fort Riley, and there's some notable changes to it this year, obviously with everything going on with coronavirus. And we have three guests standing by here on the phone today. And I'll introduce them one by one. Ron Stewart, who is coordinator here of the Fall Apple Pie Day. Ron, tell us a little bit about yourself, first off.
Hey, I'm Ron Stewart. I'm the coordinator for Fall Apple Day. I'm with CPKMX. And this is my seventh year leading this event. And just like all the other events, I expect this one to be just as awesome.
All right. And we've got a couple of the Pie Queens joining us here on the telephone today. Kristen Jopling is one of them. Kristen, tell us about yourself.
Hi, I am the 2020 Pie Queen of Apple Days. I'm a military spouse, and I am in charge of coordinating the making of apple pies this year.
Awesome. And our other guest is Kimberly Burke. Kimberly, tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm the vice president of HASS for this year. We've been at Fort Riley for about a year now, and we love the Manhattan area, so we're really excited about Apple Days.
Awesome. Well, this is something that a lot of people look forward to out here in the Manhattan Fort Riley area. Ron, I'll start with you, just kind of telling us a little bit about what this whole day entails and what changes are being made this year.
Okay. So, Fall Apple Day, this marks the 34th year that it will be held here on Fort Riley. It is held this year, October 3rd, from 11 to 1 p.m., and it will be located on Calvary Springfield. Some of the events will include the Custer House, the Warrior Zone, which will host the pie-eating contest and a video game tournament. And the reason why it's virtual this year is due to COVID-19 and the enormous amount of mitigation we would have to done due to the mitigation measures.
All right, so it'll be done virtually. Tell us how, obviously normally you come out for in person. How successfully do you think this thing can be done virtually? I know there's a lot of challenges that are associated with
right,
that.
Right, so virtually we will, some of the events that you would have visited if you had been here on Fort Riley, you could visit it virtually. The stag displays, we actually have some pretty good videos that which will include the Meet the CG Minor Color Guard, Meet the 1ID Band, and we have various other videos of the military equipment and personnel. But the goal is still the same. This is still an opportunity for everyone to meet their United States Army. Only different is they get to do it this time in a safe environment from anywhere on the internet.
Right. And this is essentially the annual open house here for Fort Riley. So there's going to be all kinds of things for people to take advantage of there. Obviously, the pies is one aspect of that, and I'll ask Kristen just kind of about how that's all being handled this year. Obviously, a little different.
Yeah, so it is very different. We are still, however, selling apple pies. We will be making them on the installation. We will be doing so with the extra COVID-19 safety measures in place. We aim to make about 500 pies, and if you would like to order a pie, you can go to our Facebook page, the Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley, where we have our link to order those pies and a link to order opportunity tickets to win a quilt that one of our military spouses has made. Now, you have to pick up your pie on Fort Riley at the Custer House. That is the only stipulation. So we do have a drive-through pickup where you can come pick up your pie and you can stay in your car safely. We will have extra safety measures on that day as well.
Awesome. Well, I think that's great that you can still get your pies. And is there any special recipes associated with these pies?
Well, I would love to tell you that, but it is actually Libby Custer's secret recipe, and only the pie queens are privy to that recipe.
Really? Okay.
But it's delicious.
Yeah. So I've heard. Yeah, and, you know, we were talking earlier here on the show that the one thing that really frustrates us about COVID-19 is that we can't get our hands on any pie here from a visit here from you guys. So maybe next year.
Yeah, so if you want to order a pie, for sure do that. We're only doing pie pre-sales, so make sure you get it in before September 1st.
All right. Kimberly Burke is here as well from the Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley. Tell us how Hasfer has been involved with this and the reasoning why we bring everyone together.
Well, legend has it that the first apple pie was in the mid-1980s when someone suggested making good use of the apples falling off the commanding general's yard. The apples were made into pies and cider and sold as a fundraiser for the community. In 2000, Apple Day was merged with Fort Riley's open house to becoming what we know as the Fall Apple State Festival. A very small number of pies were made those first years. We recorded of about 60 in 1987, another 150 in 1990, and this year our goal is 500 pies. Last year we made over 1,700. So as Kristen said, the pies are a recipe passed along from Libby Custer, and they're amazing. They're amazing pies.
Yeah, no doubt. I've heard nothing but good things ever since I've been here. I think maybe I've tried the apple pie once, but I don't recall. But yeah, it's going to be a great time for everyone involved. Even with the changes, I think it's still a good reason to promote this, and it's obviously a lot of fun for everybody involved. Now you mentioned Kristen earlier about when you pick up the pies here. People, do they have to have a military ID to get on post here to get that, or how do you get around all that?
So if they are allowed on post, they would need to go to the visitor center and follow the regular protocol of getting onto post. However, all military ID card holders are able to enter this installation. So just make sure you're allowed on post, and you can come pick up a pie. And the apple pie queens will be out there in their historical wear with their sashes and crowns. So you'll get to see some really cool dresses and how they used to dress back in the day.
All right. Can you tell me how the pie queen selection process goes?
Yeah. So essentially, there's no pageant. You just have to be very willing to do kind of a hard job. And so it's volunteer. And we basically take on the responsibility of coordinating the event, coordinating making the apple pies, ordering all of the ingredients that come with it, and just being a very willing volunteer. And it's very rewarding, I will say that.
I'm sure it is, definitely. Kimberly, is there anything else from your perspective that we should let the public know?
You can pick up your apple pies on October 3rd at the Custer House.
At the Custer House. And where's the Custer House located, for those that maybe aren't as familiar?
It is right across from the main post parade field, the Cavalry Parade Field, on historic main post. It's on Sheraton Avenue.
Okay, very good. Ron, anything else from your perspective about kind of the schedule of events that day?
The Cavalry Parade Field, Custer House is right located outside of it. The Warrior Zone is located on Custer Hill, where the tournament will be played at, the pie eating contest. So everyone should be able to log in and take a look at it when it's broadcast via Facebook, and they should have a good time. It's pretty much the same experience. Only thing in it is that it is virtual.
One thing I might ask, will there be any special appearances by anybody of note at this the virtual event?
So, as I said before with the videos, there will be several videos from the command. giving out their messages stating that welcome to Fall Apple Day, and then they will be describing their cells, their unit, and the equipment that they have. Just like if their equipment was out there at Fall Apple Day, they will be describing their equipment.
All right. Well, it's a fun day to look forward to, a Fall Apple Day, October 3rd. Mark your calendars for that, the virtual event. You can get your pies. Pie sales are, it's a pre-sale, obviously. And remind us again when the pre-sale is, it's ongoing now?
Yes, it's ongoing now until September 1st. And we're only doing pie pre-sales. We may have a couple left on Apple Day, but it's only pre-sales right now. And you have to pick up on post at the Custer House. So make sure you can get on post.
Okay, very good. Well, guys, I appreciate you coming on here today, and thank you so much. I hope you have a great big event here October 3rd.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Again, our guests here, Ron Stewart, Kristen Jopling, Kimberly Burke here from the Fall Apple Pie Day Festival coming up in October. More after this on News Radio KMAN.